The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
In this exciting bonus episode of Mind Pump.
I love
Pump.
Bonuses.
It's coming in hot.
It is. Today we are launching our newest MAPS program.
So pumped.
MAPS Strong. We're very excited. In this episode, we explain the program, talk about what's in there, talk about who we created it with, why we created it, what it's for, what kind of results you can expect. This is our launch. That means it's on sale. So if you go to mapsstrong.com, that's mapsstrong.com, use the code STRONG30, that's STRONG with the number 30, no space, you'll get $30 off and you'll get a free MAPS Strong t-shirt. Make sure you enter in your home address and your size in the fields when you do enroll. And by the way, this sale and the free t-shirt end on the 16th. So if you're listening to this the day we launch, there's only 6 days left, and that's pretty much it. So here we go. You guys have any cool articles?
Today is not about that today, dude. Today's an exciting day.
I mean, well, it is an exciting
yeah,
day.
Yeah, today is an exciting day. It is not about
something to share.
This isn't about the, you want to know a current event. I have a current event for you.
That's what I was going to say. Tell me a current event.
We are dropping fucking strong.
Dude,
stop it.
Maps, I am pumped for this.
Yes. Maps strong. You know what?
We've been like sitting on this.
You know,
like, anticipating finally being able to unleash this to the world.
It's been so difficult to keep my mouth shut about this program because I was so excited to.
You were the first one to do it.
First of all, I did it, and it's an incredible program. It's an awesome program for just building sheer muscle.
Yeah.
Which is what really blew me away because I knew. So here's the deal. Here's what was really exciting about it. We enlisted a professional, high-ranking strongman, an actual strongman competitor, Robert Oberst. He's one of our good friends.
Yep. We've had him on the podcast a few times.
Big dude, fucking awesome dude.
Well, you got to explain too, like what people don't, I don't know, people don't know. Some people may not know. Like when we did, you know, aesthetic with, split with Aria, and then we did Robert Oberst, we did this program with, there's reasons why we pick these athletes too. It's not just that they're badasses in their sport, but you know, Aria represents one of the only, if not the only, men's physique pro on the Olympia stage that's 100% all natural.
Right,
yeah,
right,
which
right.
So, and I think that just blends with the brand really well. And when you look at Robert Oberst, the stuff that he's putting out there as far as information about nutrition and exercise and mobility and endurance.
He trains smart.
Right. He actually trains really, really smart for a strongman. And not to say that other strongmen train dumb. It just means that he's on the cutting edge of that sport as far as how to take care of your overall health and still compete in the sport, which I think is a major reason why we partnered
with him. And the thing about strongman, because we were thinking about this, we're like, okay, what are the attributes that make somebody an effective strongman competitor, right? Now forget the size and all that stuff, because at that top level, size matters. So you get these big
people.
Yeah,
they're like giants.
They're giants. But what are the attributes? Of course you need to be strong, but it's not like powerlifting where you just need to have that one rep strength. There is that component, but if you watch strongman events, there's that component, plus there's agility, plus there's stamina, and then there's this functional component where they're doing these odd lifts and these movements that mimic more of either real life or something you wouldn't find with traditional barbells.
It's like that Nebraska corn-fed strength.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like I work all the time and I just build up this insane motor, this tank that can just get shit done.
Yeah, and what's exciting about it for me is it's very different, but it's also still very effective at building muscle. When I did the program myself, I was surprised at how much stamina and calorie burning that occurred with it, because there's in the program we have our foundational workouts, but then we have what are called work sessions, and the work sessions are designed to mimic the type of performance you would need if you were going to compete in strongman, but set up in a way where you could do these movements in your gym and whatever in your regular gym. Now I have a home gym, so I did everything at home, but it involves a lot of stamina, some endurance, and a lot of calorie burning. And I was surprised that not only did I build muscle, but I got leaner because the workouts involved so much gross motor movement.
Well,
so much
it's interesting. I mean, it was such a great blend between, you know, us and Robert in that. You know, Robert has been doing this and competing for a long time, and he has his way of doing things and leading up into competition. And he has all these crazy tools that are accessible to him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like us coming in was really to, you know, reverse engineer what he was doing, but then also make it more relatable for your average person going to the gym. You know, how can I work out and have that same experience, you know, with the tools that are accessible
exactly
to me?
And you know, I'll get messages from people who are like, you know, I love working out, been doing it for a long time, I want to try something different, but I still want build muscle, burn body fat and that kind of stuff, but I want to try something different. And so that's what this program is, and it's really what it is, it's the meeting of the minds. You have three trainers with, you know, each with 15 to 20 years experience. So lots and lots of experience training lots of bodies, everything from athletes to people with injuries to old, young, everybody. And then you have a strongman athlete with his own years of training his own body and competing. And we all drove together and we got a house and we hung out for 3 days and we sat down and we wrote this freaking masterpiece of a program. And it's just so awesome. I talked about the Zercher squats, snatch grip, high pulls, the farmer carries,
circus presses,
like the fat girl presses for the abs.
My favorite name.
I mean, just brilliant exercises and the way they're put together, and the workout is just. I can't wait for people to do the program, and I can't wait to get the feedback because people are going to trip out over the effectiveness, but this is kind of the direction that we want to go with a lot of our programs.
I wouldn't be surprised if there were some people that thought this was their favorite program.
Well, you've said it multiple times because you and Jessica did it before anybody else did.
Yep.
So you guys were kind of like the test babies on it, and you said that that was her favorite program she's done yet, and she's done them all.
See? It's her favorite program.
Already.
Yeah. She loved it the most.
And I'm not going to lie. When we first did it, I thought it would appeal to a small group of people that would...
stay in a niche.
Yeah, I was a little concerned about that. But then after getting the feedback from like Jessica, and I know Katrina's going through and loves it right now, I sent it over to my sister. Like a lot of the girls are actually the ones that are telling me how much they love doing it.
Well, what Jessica liked about it the most was she liked the fat burning effects from it because that was unexpected. It's a posterior chain heavy program because in Strongman, you are lifting a lot of things in front of your body, whether it's a deadlift or a car or a tire or whatever. And so you need a strong back and you need strong hips, which is basically glutes and hamstrings. And so, you know, an area of focus for Jessica for a while now has been her glutes. It's always been an area that she's had trouble having respond. Through Strong, she's like, oh, wow, my butt is growing from doing this program. And it's because, again, it's designed to really strengthen that posterior chain. The work sessions are my favorite, and they were remarkably difficult. I mean,
well, this is a little bit different too when you compare our other programs, because the work sessions are harder.
They're much harder,
right? Normally your off sessions. I mean, I guess you could say that it kind of anywhere was like this, where we had the amp sessions to ramp up intensity.
We flipped it on its head. Our normal formula,
right? Because typically with like MAPS Aesthetic and MAPS Performance, you know, the off days, mobility or focus days, tend to be much lower intensity, where the intensity is much higher on the work session days here.
What's beautiful, another thing that's beautiful about MAP Strong, because we were collaborating with Oberst, you know, for example, when you do MAPS Anabolic, it's got three phases, and it starts off in the low rep heavy phase, then it moves into the hypertrophy mid-range phase of reps, and then it moves into more supersets and higher reps. Strong flips it.
Yeah.
So with MAP Strong, you start with the higher reps, and exercises that work well with that. And then you work your way towards the last phase, which is the heavier phase. Now, why do we do it that way? Well, if you're a strongman competitor, that's kind of how you lead into your sport.
Well, think about it. It makes sense just like you, even Olympic lifters, this is how they train. It's you want to get mechanically sound before you go to lifting max low type of stuff. And so nothing's better than that than doing a really light weight. Lots of repetition, so you get those, which I think is
constant practice of the skill of it.
Is so perfect for somebody who's like wanting to potentially get into lifting like this, but is uncertain of some of these movements, like
right.
this is the way you do it. Really lightweight, 20 reps, mm-hmm. so you get the mechanics down and get really, just like practicing well, any other
gas
skill.
Tank, like nothing else, man. That stamina and that endurance carries with you, mm-hmm. you know, for it's a great tool to have. It's great, you know, to fall back on that and have energy to get through the heavy lifts.
Well, so the other thing too is MAPS Strong is loosely also a program that is MAPS anabolic-esque. It follows an anabolic style of, because anabolic is very raw power, strength, speed up your metabolism, build muscle.
This is the perfect extension of MAPS.
Well, the way, when you look at them, so if you look at the program side by side, it's this beautiful pyramid mm-hmm. of phasing. So you start with anabolic, you go low, mid range, high.
Mm-hmm.
You extend to high rep with strong, different movements, work sessions.
Yeah, so you go up, then you go down,
and then
down,
it comes
down.
Out. If you combine these two programs, which is exactly what I did, because when I started MAPS Strong, I was coming out of a cycle of a MAPS anabolic style workout.
Mm-hmm.
It was like seamless. And I came through it, and I, you know, when you combine MAPS programs in a very, very well good way, what ends up happening is you miss plateaus. You progress continuously throughout the entire
cycle. Because
it's
structured for, I mean, you're talking about 6 months worth of programming plus, you know what I'm saying? So that's, and it's, the way we laid out all of these, and I think, and there's sometimes people don't know this, that, you know, there is an order of operation with the MAPS program. Like, it's not to say that you can't drop in and do any program. You could technically do that, but we've definitely structured it with the types of exercises that we're teaching and the amount of volume that you're teaching. In a perfect world, you've gone through anabolic, you've got a solid foundation, and then you move into a program like Strong. I think that's just like the way we did with aesthetic and then split. Like in a perfect world, if I'm teaching somebody who wants to sculpt the body, I would, and they hit me up and said, Adam, what program's best for me? I said, well, if you haven't done aesthetic, start there and then run that for 3 months and then progress to split after that.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, this year was really our focus was to build out like these other programs that were sort of the more challenging versions of like our foundational program. So what we wanted to do is to kind of spread and optimize, you know, a little bit more because we've been adapting and we've been adapting to this foundational movements and that's our core. But now let's flirt a little bit with the extremes. And so this is definitely one of those where we're flirting with the extremes. And it's a very fun program for
that. It's one of my favorite programs by far. And you know what I love? What's going to crack me up is when people get in the program and then they see that we have ladders in agility work.
Yeah.
And you know what? By the way, this was not
Robert Overs'
our suggestion.
Yeah.
He's the one that said, oh no, you want to put agility work and ladders in there because it's benefited me greatly in my strongman competitions. Now, for us as personal trainers and, of course, as fitness business marketers, I'm looking at this and I'm like, that's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. It's brilliant.
Oh, it's
it makes total sense.
It makes total
See
sense.
See somebody that giant and strong like move so well was a huge selling point for me.
Oh, but you do ladders and you're now incorporating, you know, a strength hit style component into your workouts. That's why I think this program is going to shock people, because I think a lot of people might think MAP Strong and, okay, they worked with a strongman, it's going to look like a powerlifting routine. No, it's not. There's definitely that component in it, but there's a very strong and integral component of agility and stamina and function in it.
Yeah.
And a lot of the exercises are ones that you don't normally see or do in the gym. And one of the things that I learned a long time ago in my career is there's a lot of exercises. I could sit here and I'd probably rattle off at least 1,000, but I know there's more than that. Not all exercises are created equal, and some exercises are superior to others. Well, there's a lot of movements that are forgotten exercises that athletes just don't do anymore.
Oh, yeah.
A Zercher squat is a fantastic example of that. That is mm-hmm. a fantastic muscle building movement.
Well, especially when you talk about functional. Like we get into this all the time. We were just in this conversation on our forum the other day of like what really defines functional. Like, and functional is something that is going to apply into real world strength and real world movements.
Mm-hmm. Into the most real world.
And it's crazy
movements.
When you think about that and you think about this whole movement or this whole movement in the fitness industry to become more functional, but yet we see very little people doing Zercher squats, which in my opinion is arguably one of the most functional movements.
Well,
their
version
of
functional is like balance based. You know, for the most part is what we've seen. Like you know, this is something that is very applicable.
No, this is
how
real.
Many times will you pick up a bag of dog food, a bag right. of cement,
with your arms close to your body.
Right, yeah, a couch, right. move something, carry a child. Like, how many times in your life will you do that? Will you front load something close to your body and squat down,
inside,
twist?
Inside, also out wide. I mean, there's stuff in the program I love, like the snatch grip deadlifts and like these high pulls, like things like that that... You know, I just don't think people think in that direction, but what it does for your muscles and your posterior chain is amazing.
I'd never done snatch grip deadlifts or snatch grip high pulls as part of a workout. I've done them, but the thing about a workout when you program them in is you do them often enough to where you start to get good at them, and when you get good at a movement, then you can start to reap the benefits. You don't really get much benefit if you throw it in every once in a while. And the snatch grip movements I had never done on a consistent basis.
This was a secret weapon of mine in men's physique. I don't know anybody in men's physique I know that was doing that. And if you go deep enough in my Instagram, you can see videos of me doing snatch grip deadlifts.
You're beating everybody on your back.
And that was like that was my thing. And my whole upper back. And I tell you what blew it out. First, what blew it out was getting back into deadlifting, actually doing that consistently. And then I started playing with the snatch grip deadlift. And I felt like it just widened and thickened my back out. And I definitely attribute a lot of that to that. And if you go far enough back in my Instagram, you'll see I have videos of me doing that way long ago, before we were doing any of this stuff.
And the high pulls is another one. The snatch grip high pulls, that hit my traps like I've never felt before.
Blow your shoulders and traps.
What it also did is it's incredible. And what I love about the snatch grip high pull is it is a power movement. But it is a less technical power movement than almost all of the power movements.
Oh, it's a beautiful place to start people.
It is the place to start people, pretty much, because power movements are so technical and so difficult that we've pretty much almost never put them in any of our programs because there's no benefit to them unless you do them perfect. And they're hard movements to learn. A snatch grip high pull, if you have a little bit of experience, you're going to get it right after a few tries. And then you're going to start to reap the benefits of explosive power movements. And I felt that carry over into everything, which is very strange.
Yeah.
And you know, here's the deal. Yes, I'm working my upper back with it. Yes, I'm working my shoulders and, you know, to a lesser extent, my biceps. But because I'm learning how to explode, I noticed that in my squats. I noticed it in my bench presses. I noticed it in my overhead presses. Mm-hmm. I noticed it in all my movements because it's like it trained my body to be able to call upon.
Hyper-respond.
The other thing that I absolutely fell in love with, and it really worked into my strengths, were the heavy farmer carries with the trap bar.
Mm-hmm.
Those were gnarly, and you know, it's not a specific muscle group that you're working.
That's total body,
it's
dude.
It's a grind, dude.
Dude, my core, it would work your core like because you're sitting there and you have to brace yourself. And I got up to 500-pound farmer walks, and boy, did it. I mean, it actually made my arms, made my biceps grow a little bit, even though I'm not doing curls, just from holding that much
stabilizing it
with that much tension. It's pretty awesome. It's really cool to work with people who are experts or at the top of their field. Like when we wrote Prime or Prime Pro with Dr. Brink, it's like when you work with someone at the top of their field and then, you know, guys like us who know how to write in programs and tailor them so that most people can use them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was so much fun. It was so much fun working with somebody like Robert.
Yeah, it's the first time we've had like a collaboration with a professional athlete where we're really diving into their mind of, you know, their competitive mind and then trying to make that relatable and something that we can translate to your average person in the general public.
Well,
so
we had great conversations. Robert and I had all these conversations on recovery and how mobility applies to training. And then he's explaining, you know, his approach to training and why he structures certain things the way he does. There's a heavy emphasis in strongman with overhead pressing strength, for example, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, overhead pressing strength, I will argue all day long, is much more functional than horizontal pressing or like a bench press. I know a lot of people place a lot of emphasis on bench press. Nothing wrong with the bench press. It's a great exercise. It's one of the top 6 exercises you should do, but an overhead press, being able to stand and stabilize your body and press overhead.
Well, how long, I mean, how many times are you laying on your back, you know, pushing things off you?
That's right.
It's just not as frequent. I mean, I'm always lifting things and putting up on shelves or whatever it is, but just that's something I do a lot.
Well, so Jessica loved, the other part that she loved about strongman was because strongman training encompasses a lot of overhead pressing and stabilization in that position. So variations of the Z press from wide stance to narrow stance, Z presses, all the overhead presses, the AMRAP sets that are in there in the work sessions, which fry you, but they're designed to give you lots of stamina. Jessica's arms looked phenomenal. And it's really the delts, right? It's the delts that create that illusion.
Always. I always tell girls this, that like one of the best ways to build, and this is for guys too. I mean, it's not just girl, but girls tend to stay, in my experience of training clients, women don't tend to build shoulders. They tend to stray away from them. Yeah. And it is one of the best ways to pull an arm together to make beautiful looking arms, because it separates the bicep and tricep really, really well.
I remember women for a minute there, it was like Michelle Obama, like everybody was like seeking after her arms, you know, because they're so nicely defined. And, you know, it's one of those things that is desirable. And, you know, even if you don't realize it right away, it provides that nice
almost
shape to it.
Almost every single bikini competitor that I've trained, the focus is almost always hamstrings and shoulders, because they're the two most neglected areas that people don't realize pulls together parts of the body. Like the hamstrings do such a great job of pulling the glutes together. If you develop really good hamstrings on someone, it really separates and makes the butt look even bigger, even if you don't have a big butt. The same thing goes for the shoulder. When you develop that really good shoulder where you have this great spade look, you don't even have to. And you know, I remember the first time I pieced this together when I was younger, because I used to, that's all I trained was buys and tries, and I touched a little bit of my shoulders. Like I used to think, my theory when I, and this is when I was a trainer, was, oh, when I did chest, I was hitting a little of my front delts. When I did back, I'm hitting my rear delts. And so then I'd throw some laterals in the rest of the week. I never really addressed the shoulders. Mm-hmm. And I had these big arms, but then I had this kind of sloping shoulders. They didn't look that great. And I began to leave my buys and tries, since it was a strength of mine alone, and take that extra volume and workload that I was putting into them and put it into specifically just developing my shoulders. And I lost like an inch on my arms, but I grew my shoulders so much that everybody thought my arms got way bigger. Mm-hmm. And it blew me away, like, oh, wow, this is crazy. Like, my arms actually for sure have shrank. I was measuring them, but everybody thought my arms were bigger because it built out my deltoid.
Delts are one of the top aesthetic muscles. Now, one thing that's important that people understand about aesthetics is the reason why we find things aesthetic in the first place is because aesthetics are supposed to be a visual representation of health and function and strength and, you know, viability for fertility or for procreation or for protection. Well, there's a reason why delts are universally considered an aesthetic muscle group. A guy with nice delts, you know, women will typically find that looking attractive. A woman with nice delts, men will typically find that attractive because it looks, you know, they'll say she has nice arms, like
you're
saying.
It exaggerates the X factor.
But also because, look at the shoulders are the hips of the upper body. It's the most mobile joint of the upper body. And if you have well-developed and strong shoulders, you're probably pretty damn functional and pretty strong in most planes of motion. It's just the one thing. It's really hard to have nice-looking delts and be weak in any one direction. That controls so much of the state. Basically, what your arms do. When you look at your arms, it's a long lever. That is the closest part that attaches the long lever down to the trunk of the body. And because it's so mobile, if you need to have strong shoulders to be functional.
You said it perfectly. You can't do any upper body exercises without incorporating them.
That's right.
Think about it. Every upper body exercise that you would possibly do with your any part of your body, you're going to shoulders are incorporated either as a major stabilizer or a major mover.
Bro, what's going to shock everybody, and I kept telling you guys this early on when I was doing this with Jessica, is, you know, when you create a program like MAPS Strong, that's written with strong men competitors. You know, one of the worries is like, are women going to want to follow this program? Well, after Jessica started doing it and realizing this is a posterior chain heavy, shoulder heavy workout, one of the reasons, the main reason why she loved it was her body was shaping in a way that she totally wanted, like a girl, like how women want their bodies to be shaped to both look strong and feminine. And this program really, without us realizing that's what it does, I mean, we were basing it off of the functional, you know, characteristics of strong men. But that's what the program ends up doing. I think you're going to be shocked at how many women do this program and really enjoy it because of those components because of the glute building components,
yeah.
the back and the shoulder building components.
No, and originally I thought it would scare a lot of them away, but I don't think that's going to happen, especially our audience. I think we have a much more educated audience, like as far as our listeners that listen to this show. So I don't think they're the type that, you know, they're not the type that fall into the pink program mm-hmm. for just women or the blue right. program just no. for men type of deal. Anyways, they understand that they should be lifting specific exercises mm-hmm. just like men. So it's not like unique to them.
It's by far the funnest, the most fun program that I've ever had of all of our, I enjoy all of our programs. I love bodybuilding. I love, you know, training with the basics and the deadlifts and the squats and the overhead presses. But Strong was just really, it was really, really fun. It's a fun workout.
I wish we had this when I was a trainer in my early 20s,
oh,
man.
Geez.
As a toolbox, dude.
Oh,
I would
man.
Have, because how many times have you hired, someone hired you and that was their goal, is I want to get stronger.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and they had certain things that they wanted to be stronger in. I thought, man, I wish, you know, that I'd have to go and write a program out. But how, if I was a trainer that listens to the show and stuff like that, which we have a lot of these guys and girls that own all the programs, and that's exactly what they do, is they mm-hmm. use it just as a reference tool
yeah.
because you get so many clients that fall into one of these yep. categories, which is what I kind of always seen us going towards, and that's where we're heading now. Is, you know, we started off with all the foundational programs that we believe that everybody should go through. Like I think my recommendation, everybody should go through Red, Green, and Black. Like that just should be a foundational thing that everybody learns, because I think that there's some staple things in there that we designed on purpose for the average person that is just wants to be healthy and in shape and strong and fit. But then now we're starting to branch out into like unique stuff, right? And the things,
it's fun,
so,
man.
Yeah, this is where it gets really fun as a trainer, is to, and it's cool because I like the way that we went about it, instead of just throwing random programs out there with no rhyme or reason behind it. It's very methodical as far as the way, the process that we've gone into. We've thought, I mean, when we take off and we do these trips, a lot of this is the type of conversation that we're having. We're talking about, you know, what is the right, thinking about our audience, thinking about the programs that have been released, thinking about what people are going through.
What's
going
to be the best
yeah,
for them?
What
yeah.
order yeah, of operations? How do we release them? You know, like this is just another one of those that just fits right into the pie, like perfectly. So
it is. You know what else was a lot of fun about this is when we invited, a lot of people don't know that there's female strongmen competitors. And we invited Kristen Graham
yes.
to our studio.
I was so impressed by
to
her.
Film,
let me just tell you.
To film some exercises and ads for this program, because she competes in strongman. Now, this girl is so strong. She's very muscular, but also very feminine, which is a very difficult line to balance on.
Mm-hmm.
But she looks phenomenal. She looks incredible. But she's strong as fuck. Did you see? I mean,
yes.
We had her. We were filming some exercise. First of all, this is a girl who's max
100-pound like sandbag. She's just thrown over her shoulder like it was nothing.
Like it wasn't even there. And
yeah.
then, and so we're talking to her and we're watching her do these exercises. We're filming, and I'm like, God, she looks. So I'm like, what is your? If you don't mind me asking, like, what's your max deadlift? She's like, oh, I have 420. Like, get the fuck out of here. This little girl, and she's not huge. She's a petite.
No,
you know,
no. She's probably about the same, I don't know, height as size Jessica, would you say? Is she about the
yeah,
same?
Yeah, she's like 5, what is she, like 5'2", maybe? Pull a 420 pounds off the floor.
Yeah.
Absolutely insane. And you watch some of the competitions that she competes in, and she does exceptional.
Well, it's so great. You can even see in the hype video, those that have seen it already or will see it today. I mean, the video, like, she's working out with, like, legit weight in the hype
yeah,
video.
I know.
Which, let me tell you, being someone who we just, you know, just recently we had to do a photo shoot where we're lifting weights for photos for the new website and
it's
stuff
exhausting.
Like that. It's exhausting as fuck, dude.
Yeah, and I was trying to be like, okay, we don't need, like, this much weight. But she's like, oh, no. And she kept putting the weight on and, like, just ripping it out. And I'm like, oh, my God, okay, yeah, you got this. She's strong.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool sport to watch, but I'm really excited about, because what you know, one thing that I like to do a lot, actually we all like to do this, is we look at different physical pursuits and in sports in particular, and many times it's an extreme version of a particular physical pursuit. Like if you look at endurance running or you look at sprinting or weightlifting or powerlifting or whatever, and we like to look at them and take components of them and isolate them and put them into programming so we can apply it to the average person. And strongman, when you really break down the things that you need to be a good strongman, really it boils down to being a well-rounded strength athlete. You have to be a strength athlete. That's the core. Like, you got to be fucking strong. but you got to be well-rounded as well.
Which most athletes, I mean, that's a humongous advantage if you're stronger than your opponent. I mean, that's the basis, that's the foundation of our pursuits going forward from there. We got to have that, you know, that strength to pull from, and this program will definitely, definitely, you know, add to that strength tank.
Yeah, I'm excited about this one. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, can't wait to see all the feedback.
This is the official launch of Map Strong. So that means it's on sale and discounted. So it's $30 off. You just got to go to mapsstrong.com. There's two S's in there, mapsstrong.com. You have to use the code STRONG30. That's the number 30, the word strong, no space, STRONG 30. Get the $30 off. Go on mapstrong.com. Check the program out. Very different. Very fun.
Are we hooking them up with a free T-shirt too? This one we are too, right? So they also get a free T-shirt.
Oh, right? That's right. Yeah, and you get a free T-shirt, and that's during the. Is that during the just the launch?
Just during the launch.
So just during the launch.
During the launch, and then we always tell people too. Just, you know, you got to give us 30 days because there's a 30-day money back guarantee on all of our programs. So 30 days before shirts will start to go out to everybody. But if you buy it in this launch period, you not only get the $30 off, but you also get the free T-shirt.
Also, when you get the program and you start doing some of these different exercises and movements and workouts, film them, tag us on Instagram. We want to see what you guys are doing.
Yeah,
this is a really, really fun program. Again, $30 off, mapstrong.com. Use the code STRONG30.
Get it. Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. If your goal is to build and shape your body, dramatically improve your health and energy, and maximize your overall performance, check out our discounted RGB Super Bundle at mindpumpmedia.com. The RGB Super Bundle includes MAPS Anabolic, MAPS Performance, and MAPS Aesthetic, 9 months of phased expert exercise programming designed by Sal, Adam, and Justin to systematically transform the way your body looks, feels, and performs. With detailed workout blueprints and over 200 videos, the RGB Super Bundle is like having Sal, Adam, and Justin as your own personal trainers, but at a fraction of the price. The RGB Super Bundle has a full 30-day money-back guarantee, and you can get it now, plus other valuable free resources at mindpumpmedia.com. If you enjoy this show, please share the love by leaving us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes and by introducing Mind Pump to your friends and family. We thank you for your support, and until next time, this is Mind Pump.